Playing receiver this week.
Oh, okay.
Catching a lot of balls. How are we doing?
A lot of guys in the locker room talk about your intensity. Is that a little bit more amplified coming off a game like last Sunday's?
I try to be pretty consistent, you know, with my hopefully it's enthusiasm and my excitement for being out there. So, you know, nobody likes to lose, but it happens. It's happened before. So we just got to figure out how to make some improvements and go out there and do a lot better next week.
Ask a lot of your throws, obviously, in this offense are anticipatory. You have to wait and then let it go where you assume someone's going to be. When there's a lot of pressure, significant pressure, do you have to almost get the clock going a little bit earlier, more anticipation on a throw, and does that sometimes lead to more issues?
Typically, I think, you know, the last time you have as any player out there, when the decisions have to be made faster, you got to speed up the pace of the game. So whether that's quarterback position or any other position, you know, you got to make pretty quick decisions out there. You're right. And it's very anticipatory what you're doing for all of us. And that's why we practice, so we can get on the same page. And typically in the NFL, if you wait for something to happen, then it's too late. You kind of have to anticipate it, see it. And then, you know, that's why, you know, the best offenses are the ones that, you know, people can really understand what you're trying to do before the play even starts. So we're trying to get there.
And this defense that you'll face this week, are they a pressure-oriented one that will say we want to make him do things before he's got all the information?
Sure, yeah. And, you know, I would say most defenses probably are like that, where, you know, the faster you can get to the quarterback, the better it is for every defense. So they're going to try to rush us, and, you know, they do a good job of it. Miami did a good job of it. This team does a good job of it. They do a good job just with their front four. And they got some pretty good blitzes. So it's a good pressure defense. You know, it's going to force our communication, especially on the road. It forced us to make quick decisions. So it's really about our execution and how well we do.
Tom, everybody always asks about the communication you have between you and your receivers. Is there an element early in the year that you're working with your linemen to, where you guys are trying to get things where they need to be, especially with the new line coach being out there too?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that, you know, we're going to try to improve, you know, at all levels of our offense. So, you know, there just hasn't been a lot of sample size. So we're trying to figure out the things that we're good at, things we're not good at. And then that's how you improve over the course of the year. You do things, and if they don't work, I mean, you kind of work all offseason to see if you can be better at certain things. You try to, like I said before, you try to add new players, you try to add new schemes, you're hopeful that things are a lot better, and then ultimately you go out there and you put it to the test. And if it doesn't work, then you change. If it works, then you continue to build on it. But not everything works. You know, you don't change everything. You change some things. But ultimately, you're just trying to have the best play, you know, and trying to anticipate it against the right defense. And you go out there and you practice it and see how it works. And then if it doesn't work, you try to make adjustments and go forward. But
how important is that those five guys are working in concert with one another? What role do you play in that?
Well, we're all connected. I mean, everybody on the offense is connected. So, you know, in offensive football, you really need 11 guys to do the right thing on every play, or else it's usually not a successful play, and you certainly can't sustain it over the course of a drive. So you just can't have any breakdowns. And, you know, when you have them, which you're going to have them in every game, and you'll have them to a degree on every play. I mean, not everyone's going to stone their guy at the line of scrimmage and run the perfect route and make the perfect – I mean, you got to – have some margin of error in there. I mean, if we break down at the line, I got to get the ball out quick. You know, if we have extra time to throw, I got to find the right guy. I got to, you know, have my eyes in the right place to find the right guy. So it's all connected on offense, and we all rely on each other for, you know, our ability to do each other's job. And, you know, the better we all do it, the better we'll be as a group.
Tom, I know you don't have to face him, but can you talk about Matt Castle as a quarterback and your time with him over the years here?
Yeah, he's always been one of my great friends, so. He's just a special guy, special friend. We're great buddies. So I'm so happy for him and what he's been able to accomplish. But I hope we beat him up this week. So just the way it goes.
Tom, along the same lines of getting on the same page with the offensive line, what do you feel like you have to do to get on the same page with Brandon this week? You know, is there anything specific?
Brandon LaFell. You know, we're just continuing to work at it and going out there and practice, working on our routes and working on our communication, our timing, and, you know, hopefully it plays off in the game. So it's something we've been working on since we get here, and you know, hopefully it shows up better this week than it did last week.
Did you feel like your calf affected your ability to be accurate in your throws on Sunday? Was that an issue at all?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any excuses for, you know, the way that the outcome of the game was. But, you know, hopefully we're better this week.
Talked about a small sample size. You have a small sample size to work with so far. What maybe then is the biggest, broadest lesson you take out of a game like that on Sunday into and going forward to Sunday's game?
Well, I said just a little bit after the game, I said, you know, we've got to be able to sustain it for 60 minutes. So we played a decent half of football. And then the second half, we didn't play very well. And then the third quarter, we played not well. And then that led into a fourth quarter where we were kind of, you know, playing from behind. And it's always tough to do in the NFL. So we just have to sustain it for 60 minutes, be consistent through, of course, the entire game. And I'll just do our job better, I think, over the course of the whole game. And that's what leads to victories. You can't play 30 minutes and then have a great outcome, especially against a good team on the road. You know, you have to play well for 60 minutes. So that's what we're going to work toward doing.
With regards to pressure from the defensive line, try to disrupt their timing, their anticipation with the snap count, because it seemed like Miami a couple of times, it almost looked like Cameron Wake knew what the snap count was. How's that process complicated on the road and with new linemen, young linemen in particular, if at all?
Sure, yeah. Well, it's stuff that we're, you know, that we've got to do a better job of so he doesn't get that kind of jump. But you're right, he's a really aggressive pass rusher. He jumps the count and, you know, he'll give up sometimes a 5-yard penalty for, you know, getting off on the count and getting an edge and making plays in the pass game. So we got to do a better job of that, of mixing things up and making sure they can't tee off on our counts. And, you know, that's definitely a big point of emphasis that we got to do a better job of.
Griffin for Minnesota is an example. Are the comparables with a guy like him, 2 sacks against St. Louis, playing like Wade?
Yeah, he's a great player, a great pass rusher. He's another guy who really gets off on the ball and challenges those tackles. So he's got power, he's got speed. You know, he's aggressive once he gets to the quarterback. So you've got to do a better job moving in the pocket, finding, you know, space to throw, you know, getting our guys out in the pattern and, you know, making the right reads, making the right throws and hitting them and hitting them on a consistent basis. I think that's what we got to do in our passing game.
How much can the run game, delay draws, stuff like that, Tom, keep defensive linemen honest?
Yeah, I think all those things have to be a part of kind of our repertoire. It's when it becomes a, you know, just straight drop back game and they can just tee off and not care if they give up 4 yards, you know, that's a big advantage for the defense. So having all, you know, all the variety of plays and the, like you said, the draws, the screens, the traps, the play action pass, the drop back pass, the three steps, I mean, all those things play a part into an offense. So, you know, we got to do, you know, great job keeping them off balance. We got to do a great job staying ahead on down and distance. We can't get behind as a team that feeds off long yardage situation, much like Miami did last week. They got, said, a really great blitz package. So, you know, we got to do a great job, you know, throughout the course of the game, but especially getting off to a good start, you know, on every drive and making sure we got positive plays and we're staying ahead and down and distance.
Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator last year when you guys faced the Bengals. Not a great game for you guys. What do you remember, obviously as different personnel now, but what did he do that he was able to be so successful against you guys?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a great coordinator and a great coach. So, you know, Minnesota hired, you know, him because he was, you know, he's been so successful, and he's got a great scheme. I think he's obviously coaches those guys very well. He's a very disciplined coach. And they're, you know, they haven't lost a game all year. They're 5-0. They were 0-8 on the road last year, and they've already won one game on the road. So they're off to a great start. They, you know, they're doing a lot of things well. So, you know, we know what we're up against. We got to go out and play a lot better than we played last week. You know, I have a lot of confidence in our guys. I have a lot of confidence in what we're doing. Now we just got to go out and do it.
Curious to follow up Bob's question on getting the snap count. Do you go back and say, okay, what are they keying off of? A couple times it looked like when Ryan brought his head up, they were timing it up.
Yeah.
Was that accurate at all?
Yeah, you know, that's what they're trying to do. I mean, there's some teams we played that listen to, you know, the TV copies and try to get jumps on your snap count. And I think it's just about, making sure you keep things moving. You know, that it's not always the same rhythm. It's not always the same, you know, count. Because you're right, if you just go on the same thing the whole game, they're gonna tee off. And they got some good jumps. We can't allow that to happen. That certainly doesn't help our offensive line out very much when a guy already with great speed can, you know, come off the edge and make those plays. So we're playing in a road environment where, you know, noise is always and communication is always an issue. So we got to handle it better than we handled it last week.
Is that something that you control in the huddle? Or does Josh send it in, do this one on two?
We all talk about, you know, the different things that we want to go on and, you know, ways that we want to try to get them so that so they can't tee off. So, you know, it's a group effort.
Final question?
How do you look at this week as far as, you know, the balance of a sense of urgency and at the same time, certainly no time to panic. It's only one game.
Yeah, we're a long ways from the team that we're going to be. You know, we hate losing. I mean, it's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling around here. It's a quality of life issue. I think we all face when we lose, and hopefully it motivates us to go out there and have a great week of practice and be prepared for this game. Go out there and try to, you know, try to beat a very good team. So, thank you guys. Have a good day.